We're going to hear some music now that evolved partly from the experiences of slaves brought across from Africa to the Caribbean coast of Colombia. It's called cumbia. Most recently, it's migrated to the music scene in Los Angeles. Corey Takahashi caught up with musicians from Colombia and Mexico who are bringing the updated sound of cumbia to the U.S.
This is the signature percussive shuffle of cumbia. And this is how the Colombian band Bomba Estéreo modernizes that sound. Liliana Salmet is the group's lead vocalist. She grew up on Colombia's Atlantic coast, and that's where cumbia was born.
I can feel when I sing the cumbia because it's my origin, you know? It's my family, my everything. I think it's just mystical.
Bomba Estéreo is one of the best-known groups performing this new kind of cumbia. And Salmet is a bridge across eras. She's singing like a traditional cantadora one minute and rapping the next. The group's founder, Simon Mejia, plays bass guitar and produces.
It would be nice to say that this whole music we're making is part of a new movement of musicians in Colombia that are exploring folk sounds, not only cumbia, but other rhythms and Pacific rhythms, making a new music cartel from Colombia that is coming out to the world.
Singer Liliana Salmet says that the cumbia she hears outside of Colombia isn't the same as what she grew up with in the coastal city of Santa Marta. It's gone from being a rhythm tied to daily life and ritual to one that's built for dance clubs.
I think it's good. Me gusta. But I think the feeling is different.
It's not hard to figure out why musicians beyond Colombia have co-opted cumbia. The rhythm is a sort of musical silly putty bending to the whim of any performer or region. Antonio Hernandez is a DJ and producer from Mexico. At fiestas around the world, he's a cumbia ambassador who fans know as Toy Selecta. Toy Selecta produced this song in a Mexican cumbia style, piling killer accordion riffs atop standard cumbia percussion. The dreadlock DJ lives in the music center of Monterrey, Mexico, but I caught him at a party near Skid Row in downtown L.A. He says cumbia is part of the genetic code of Latin America. It undergoes a Darwinian evolution everywhere it travels. And he says Mexico has several mutant strains, all of which sound distinct from the Colombian original.
Think about it. It's like, okay, this is a good like example. It's like rhythm and blues being played by English people. That's the type of relation that we got in Latin America.
Toy Selecta uses cumbia in the same way that another DJ might use a hip-hop beat, as a surefire way to fill the dance floor. Ay, this remix, Ay Güey, is an example of one of his newer cumbia concoctions. He released it through the California record label, Berza Discos.
What you're listening, it's a combination of a cumbia, traditional cumbia with accordion sound, but with the Mexican flavor, and what I add is the beat, the really strong kind of beat-driven situation.
As he sees it, this new blend of cumbia is a situation where listeners get two parties for the price of one. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo. Audio engineers include Ted Mebane, Stacey Abbott, Greg Gavin, Chris Whitfield, Dennis Nielsen, Gary Henderson, Jerry Tennant, Michael Cullen, Melissa Marquis, Kurt Stalniker, and John Widoff.
With Theo Mondel here at NPR West. The executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalie Kasica. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.